KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies at 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and humid today, a high of 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, firefighters from Cumberland were dispatched just before 7 a.m. today to the 21st Century Co-op with regard to an anhydrous leak from a tank. There are currently no other details available. A single vehicle accident Friday night in Montgomery County resulted in an arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 61-year-old Sherry Ann Franzen of Elliott was driving a 2006 GMC Envoy westbound in the 500 block of Main Street in Elliott at around 9:20 p.m. when the vehicle left the road to the south, jumped a curb, and struck a road sign. The SUV then crossed back over Main Street to the north, jumped another curb, and continued west through two residential yards before striking a campaign election sign. The vehicle re-entered the street and continued west to the 300 block of Main Street where it was parked. Deputies arrested Franzen for OWI First Offense and transported her to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $1,000. Council Bluffs police say a 6-year-old girl was transported to a hospital Friday morning after she was struck by a car. The girl suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. That accident happened around 8:33 a.m. near the Hoover Elementary School at 1205 North Broadway in Council Bluffs. The unidentified child was struck by a vehicle in the driveway drop-off on the south side of the school building. An initial investigation determined the child had been dropped off by a vehicle and may have dropped an object when getting out. When the child was crouched down, the vehicle that had dropped her off pulled away. Another vehicle that was coming up from behind the dropped-off vehicle did not see the child and struck her, driving over her. The driver of that vehicle was identified as 73-year-old Bonnie Connor of Council Bluffs. The incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Special Operations Traffic Unit, and no charges have been filed at this time. Council Bluffs Police Department would like to remind motorists to pay extra special attention around school areas and places that children gather. Red Oak Police report two men were arrested on separate charges Friday evening. 24-year-old Jesse Dean Ullman of Red Oak was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. on a warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance charge. Ullman was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. And just after 7 p.m. Friday, Red Oak police arrested 31-year-old Cody Allen Keith Tunnell of Red Oak for OWI second offense, eluding and driving while suspended. Tunnell was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that around 4 a.m. today, deputies with the Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop in Sydney with 22-year-old Kristen Gleason of Sydney. During the stop, Gleason was found to be operating a motor vehicle while suspended. She was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office say the Pott County Courthouse received a call at around 8:45 a.m. Friday, with a caller indicating there was an explosive device within the building. The decision was made to evacuate the courthouse. With the assistance of Council Bluffs Police and Omaha Police, the building was checked for suspicious items, but nothing was found. At about 10 a.m., employees were allowed to return to work, and the courthouse was reopened to the public about 10 minutes later. Investigators were working to identify the subject who placed that call. Atlantic Police said yesterday there were five arrests that took place over the past week. 29-year-old Justin Cooley of Atlantic was arrested Thursday for theft in the third degree. Cooley was previously arrested this past Monday for possession of a controlled substance third offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Cass County Jail. Last Saturday, 40-year-old Charles Mace Jr. of Atlantic was arrested for violation of probation. That same day, 40-year-old Robert Estes of Sheraton was arrested on six warrants out of Lucas County. And on May 18th, 19-year-old Isaiah Lagasse of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, two counts of burglary from a motor vehicle, and two counts of theft in the fifth degree, along with public intoxication. Lagasse, Mace Jr., and Estes were booked into the Cass County Jail. Charles Mace Jr. of Atlantic was also cited last Saturday afternoon following an accident in 10th and Oak Streets. Atlantic police said the vehicle he was driving struck a legally parked vehicle and then left the scene of the accident. Witnesses were able to provide information that helped officers locate the vehicle and its driver. Mace was cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability, striking an unattended vehicle, driving while license suspended or revoked, and failure to maintain control. Damage from the collision amounted to $4,200. The other vehicle was owned by Shannon Gerhardt. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting, as a courtesy to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, that westbound Interstate 80 will be reduced to one lane at 24th Street, beginning at 10 p.m. on Tuesday, May 29th, and lasting through Wednesday, June 13th. The lane reduction is necessary, officials say, to facilitate construction on I-80 westbound. Hawkins Construction Company is the contractor for the project, and motorists are urged to drive cautiously through any construction zone. A special traffic enforcement effort is underway this Memorial Day weekend called the Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort, or CARE. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Vince Kurtz says extra officers will be out on the roadways with main focus on speed and distracted driving. The DOT reports that 106 people have died in accidents on Iowa roads so far this year, and Kurtz says the numbers are nearly the same from last year.
That's a relative number, and we've always talked about one fatality being too many on the roadway.
And he says that you have to look beyond the numbers to see the real impact.
You go and talk to a family member that has lost a loved one in a crash and ask them how many fatalities are too many in Iowa each year, and their answer is going to be one. It's their family member that's no longer around. That one is too many.
He says the goal for the Iowa State Patrol is to always strive for zero fatalities, and he says the extra officers on the roadways this holiday weekend should serve as a reminder.
Hopefully get people to think ahead of time about slowing down, buckling up, avoiding the distractions, and making sure that you have a sober ride to get to your destination.
Two people died on Memorial Day weekend accidents in Iowa roadways last year. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Richard Dick Cool, age 91, of Greenfield, died March 29th in Texas. A massive Christian burial for Dick Cool will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Marilyn Wiedemeyer, age 94, of Adair, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Wiedemeyer will be today at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Erling Rasmussen, age 93, of Illinois and formerly of Audubon, died October 3rd. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Erling Rasmussen will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Howard C. Henriksen, age 93, of Harlan, died April 11th in Harlan, and 68-year-old Peggy Jo Greger, to Pueblo, Colorado, died February 8th in Colorado. Joint memorial services for Howard Henriksen and Peggy Jo Greger will be today at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Wayne Logue, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Wayne Logue will be this afternoon at 2:15 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Gene Slyforth, age 87, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died May 24th at his daughter's home in Earlham. Celebration of Life services for Gene Slyforth will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Don Thompson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Don Thompson will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Max Clint, age 89, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Max Clint will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Jean Weiss, age 78, of Exira, died Wednesday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Jean Weiss will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.